welcome to another episode of Worst Collection Ever. This is the show where we tell you about the worst comic book collection in existence, and it just happens to belong to us. I'm Jen.
And I'm Sean.
Getting some serious side-eye from our cat. What?
Oh, yeah.
Hi. I don't know. So he's been weird about my voice lately.
Has he?
Well, you know, I got sick, and I sounded really weird, and he just did not like that at all.
No.
So, any difference in tone, and he just stares at me.
No, he's had some problems with that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I hope you guys had a happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Yeah, happy Thanksgiving.
I did not.
Nope, Sean had a shitty Thanksgiving, his favorite holiday.
Well, not for any... particularly because I had some food poisoning.
Yes.
Not from Thanksgiving food, but from a prior meal that I had a couple days before. And... from a pizza place that I can't remember, but it was at a work thing, and they got some pizza from some place in Beverly Hills, and I can't remember what it was, but it wasn't bad. It didn't taste bad, but
right.
I am pinpointing my illness to that point. Because
well, you were fine when you left that morning,
mm-hmm.
and then you came home and you were not fine.
I was not fine. And yeah, it messed me up for a couple of days, and I think I'm finally past it.
Good.
But it was really, for a couple of days, I was like, I couldn't, even on Thanksgiving, like, I tried to be like, oh, I'll be fine. I'll take it easy. You know, whatever. And even that just, yeah, I ended up throwing up. Which
Aww.
Was awful because, god damn it, it's Thanksgiving, man.
I know it's your favorite.
That's the one day I ask a year that I can eat.
All the foods. Well, luckily, you know, I make enough, and there's plenty of leftovers, so.
There's plenty of leftovers. We still got some goodness left over, but, you know, come on, man. One day, you know, but I'm sitting there sweating, and I'm barfing.
Well, it also did not help that it was, like, 90 goddamn degrees here.
Yeah, and now...
Because, of course it was, and I'm standing in front of the oven just like, I'm gonna melt.
Yeah.
Because what climate change? Well, fuck it.
Yeah, but, I mean, now it's, like...
Oh, gorgeous. Now it's gorgeous. Yeah, that was beautiful.
It's a nice crisp, what is it, like 60 some odd?
Yeah, it's beautiful. I'm like, oh yeah, this could have been Thanksgiving, but it's not.
Yeah.
So, but we did do some sales. It was small business, you know, Black Friday, we really didn't do anything.
No, I was not feeling well.
So. But we participated in Small Business Saturday,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Went over to Heidi Ho's.
Yeah, 63 degrees.
Yeah, it's gorgeous out. Yeah, went over to Heidi Ho Comics in Santa Monica because they were doing some, like, a sale for Small Business Saturday. I can't remember what their deal was. It was like 100 comics for $20 or something.
It was 100 comics for $20.
Which we did not do, actually.
No.
We were good.
No, because...
I was proud of us.
Well, the thing is that we just... I didn't want to buy that many comics, but I did want to buy something. I wanted to buy some stuff.
We had just gotten rid of all sorts of shit.
Yeah.
Like, we have two bags of comics that need to go out. We got to get rid of
those. Well, there's more comics that need to go out. Like,
right.
I did a
but
little
I mean, at least
bit
that
of
we
it,
have.
There's, and I was looking through, going through my app that I have all the comics listed in, and I was like, man, there's a lot of stuff that's going to go.
Yeah, and that's fine. That's
you know,
great.
Like, we're just
going to... Let's do it.
We're going to clean some house because, I mean, I want to get some more stuff, but I want to get some stuff that I want.
Well, that was exactly the thing. With when I was looking through those boxes, because there was so much stuff, and a lot of it was a little bit more, you know, modern, if you want to call it that. It was newer stuff. So it was like, you know, 90s and forward. So I was looking through it, and I really was just like, yeah, I could get a whole bunch of this stuff, but I don't need it.
No.
But yeah, I didn't need to spend the money. And I was like, I don't need to spend the money. I don't need to buy comics that I know I'm just going to get rid of.
Yeah.
So I didn't get anything from those 25-cent bins. And I went inside because everything was 20% off.
Mm-hmm.
And they had, you know, some... Superboys and Lois Lane's and super, you know,
Jimmy,
World's
Jimmy
Finest
Olsen's
and Jimmy Olsen's and that were on sale. You know, usually they're like $2. That's how much they sell them for. And they were on sale because they were 20% off. So I was like, you know what? If I'm going to spend any money here, I'm going to buy these.
Yeah.
And I only bought like 6 comics.
Yeah. But it's stuff that, you know, you're like, hey, you know.
Yeah, but it's stuff I want.
It's stuff you want and stuff that you like to buy. And I was looking at a lot of stuff that was kind of like, you know, either I want to do for the show. You know, or I just want it for myself. So,
mm-hmm.
And like, I bought some Guy Gardner, you know, that I needed. What else did I get? And there's a few other books that I picked up. I picked up, strangely, a Fantastic Four, which we may or may not do. I don't know. Just because it has I always want to call him Annihilus, but it's Annihilus.
Uh-huh.
He's like this alien anthropod bug monster guy that they always fought in the Fantastic Four that I had an action figure of, mm-hmm. like, years ago. From like, because for some reason I had an action figure of him in the early Toy Biz lines.
Okay.
And like, my brother broke him. And it really upset me.
Sorry.
So yeah, but I always remember him. Yeah, and he's on this book. So I was like, oh, I'm going to buy this. So I bought that and I bought, some other stuff. But it was actually, you know what actually I kind of liked about the sale is that they have, you could tell, like Heidi Ho's been around forever.
Yes.
Forever. And now it's safe to say that it's owned by Jeffrey?
Yeah, they're the same.
So basically, they're by the same company, and Jeffrey's been around forever. So there is so much inventory that they are always putting out for these sales.
Well, that's always like
stuff that you're just like, wow, this is fucking old.
Yeah. Well, when Jeffrey's does their sales, they always pull up like a moving van that literally has their logo on it, and they just open it up. And I don't know where they keep this shit, but they've got a lot of it.
They probably got storage.
Yeah, they've got it everywhere. But it's just like with Heidi Ho, a lot of times they do like old novels.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So they had like a lot of old novels from the 50s and 60s and stuff like that, which that was cool.
Yeah.
So there was a lot of stuff.
Yeah, no. So they had, and what they had was, it was just random ass shit. Where they had a Wonder Man action figure, which I have.
Yes, you do have it.
It's a Wonder Man figure that I think was a Toy Biz exclusive. I don't know what the line it was in, but it was a Wonder Man figure that was basically, it's just a repainted de-winged Archangel,
mm-hmm.
you know, which I found out recently, and I'm like, oh yeah, that makes sense because I used to have that Archangel guy, and then they had a Union Jack.
Oh yeah,
which still had the accessories because it was, you know, it's an exclusive, so it's still bagged, and they know, you know, somebody probably just was like, here, have this,
yeah,
and they're selling it, and you can buy it for like $5, and I was like, I already have the Wonder Man, but I was like, oh man, I just like seeing random shit like that,
yeah,
you know, just like, oh, this is cool because I mean that's, you know, right up my alley, and they had a lot of toys on sale, so I mean
they did,
and I gotta say,
I I'm not a pop person, those Pop Funkos,
yeah.
They had a bunch of those imposter ones,
uh-huh.
like Batman imposter, and I'd never seen the Poison Ivy before.
Really?
And they had one, and I really thought she was cute, and I almost bought it. But I was like, where am I going to put this?
I'm surprised. Actually, I was surprised they never made a Catwoman one of that.
The imposter? They might.
They didn't know. I looked on the back, and they didn't have one of that.
Yeah, but they come out in like waves.
Yeah.
So they might make one.
I don't know. They love the Pop. That store actually loves the Pop figures.
Oh, because everybody loves them. I'm not a huge fan of them. I think they're kind of. I don't know. I don't like them. I've never really liked the Pop Funkos.
Well, the thing is that they never have anything that they've ever made in the Pop figures that I've been like, oh my god, I need that.
Yeah.
Like they, you know, in my comic book tastes, obviously, if you listen to the show, run pretty weird. Not weird, but just like saying it's they're, you know, obscure heroes or more like lesser, you know, nobody pays attention to them. So like. And, you know, Pop figures, especially now, you know, they basically just make whatever's in the zeitgeist,
yeah.
you know, whatever is, you know, whatever they have license for, and they make, you know, cool, you know, cool
yeah.
show stuff. And that's great, you know, I mean, because people, I mean, God, I mean, it's such a big business, you know?
Yeah.
I think at this point.
Yeah, definitely.
But I mean, they don't
have. They're just not something for me.
Like, I've never seen a Dr. Fate one.
They might make an Adam Warlock one now that he's going to be in Guardians.
Well, they might make a Dr. They might end up at some point, you know, making some of these guys because some of these guys, like for instance, like a Dr. Fate or an Adam Warlock, like, they're in things now that you're like, oh, okay, now they're in new things.
Yeah.
That, you know, people can, you know, that can they can embrace. But, like, if you made a Terror Inc. one, I might buy it. If you made a Wonder Man one, I'm definitely going to buy it.
No one's going to make a Terror Inc.
Nobody's making a Terror Inc. anything.
Yeah.
I don't even know why I'm bringing up Terror Inc.
I don't know. I don't know why no one wants a Terror Inc. Not even you.
I don't know. Maybe I do. I don't know. If I see it, maybe I do. That's the problem. Is like, you know, I might somebody be like, hey, here this is. I'd be like, oh, shit, I think I need that. And then I'd buy it. And then I'd be like, what the fuck? Why do I have this? But I'd be like, happy that I had it. You know, because we're trying to get rid of shit, but I have it. I have, like, I was just looking at it. I could see it from here. It's a thing I got from a DC or WWE Wrestle Crate.
Oh, was that your Rock thing?
And it's like this Rock metal vinyl figure thing. And I'm like, I don't know what the fuck I'm going to do with that.
Get rid of it.
But maybe I can get something for it.
Maybe.
Who would I give it to? Jeffries?
Maybe. I don't know how that works.
Yeah.
I don't know how any of that works. So yeah, but we did that, and we spent some money at Heidi Ho, which was nice. And then we went over to the Ripped Bodice.
Yeah, I got put over the Ripped Bodice. Yeah.
Which is a bookstore in Culver City, which is the only romance novel focused bookstore in the country. And it's run by two sisters, and they're very, very cool. And actually, it's fucking fun to go there because they've got like fun couches, and it's just like a cool place. Like one.
I'm
of
not even into stuff like that, but that
yeah. But you were happy. You were like, oh, there's this chair. I'm gonna sit in this chair. There's a dog that hangs out.
Well, that's
out.
The cool thing is that like if I want like it's one of those things where I can go there with you.
Yeah.
And then if there's spaces, I could just sit there and let you shop, and yeah. I could just sit there and just chill. And
a dog comes over and makes friends with you.
And there's a dog. And, you know, shit, if I want to read a book, I'll read a book.
Yeah.
You know, if I want to read, you know, if I want to look at my phone, I'll look at my phone. If I want, I brought my comics in, you know.
Yeah. Nobody bothers you.
Nobody bothers me. You know, you got a dog. You got the aesthetic of the store.
Yeah. It's very cool.
It's off the chain. I just really think it's.
Yeah. The way they've done it is very cool because, like, one of the sisters is, like, an artist and she works with, like, mixed media and stuff. So she's always, like, redecorating. They've got, like, a front window.
Yeah.
Like, right now it's, like, a menorah,
yeah,
like made of books,
but it's made of just blue books,
which is really fucking cool. And then like they've got a huge Christmas tree in the store made of books, made of red and green books,
yeah,
with garland on, and you're just like, this is fucking cool. Like, it's just cool. They've got books hanging from the ceiling, and they've got like, it's just really a cool place to go.
Yeah, just the weird thing is arranged.
Yeah, it's like this, it's cool.
Just imagine being like, I don't know, I always say this about like Meltdown.
Mm-hmm.
If I was a kid and or like a teenager, and I was just, man, this sounds like the coolest place I'm gonna go, and I went there and I would not be disappointed because it's the coolest fucking place. I mean, as an adult, it doesn't impress me as much, but you know, as a younger person, but I'm saying, if I was like, you know, I could imagine as a teenage girl or just
sure.
I'm just using a teenage girl.
Yeah, just if you're like a teenage girl and you're super into romance novels,
yeah,
and books and bookstores or whatever, and you hear about this place, like going there for the first time would probably be like just the
it
best
would blow your mind because you'd just be like, oh my god. I mean, it's kind of like when I would imagine it being like when I went to, I'm trying to think, I've been to a number of places like this, but it's like you go to like a, like when I actually used to go to like a comic, when I was like a comic book store, like when I was in 15 or 16. Or like even, you know, like younger than that, and I would get to go to a comic book store, you know, or like a flea market, or just somewhere where like you could find also, you get yourself lost in it.
Yeah.
You know, and that never really, and I actually have that same kind of deal when I go to new places.
Yeah.
That's why I really like trying to find opportunities to go to other comic book stores.
Yeah.
Because then I'm like, oh my god, I get to find this, I get to find that, you know, and oh, they have this place, you know, and they get to, you know, kind of, it's great.
Yeah.
So yeah, no, but definitely if you're in SoCal and you're
you know someone who's into romance novels, or if you like romance novels, and not just like you know, they have like sections for fucking everything. If you're like, you know what, I am a gay man and I want to read gay male romance novels, there's a fucking section for you in the Ripped Bodice. And it's labeled and everything. You can go right there and you can find what you're looking for.
Yeah.
So it's pretty cool.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. It's good stuff. So yeah, if you support small business.
Yeah, support small businesses.
You know, I mean, I know, you know, you got your shopping that you do and everything, but you know, if you can this holiday season, go and support a small business, you know, spend some dollars there.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
all the Best Buy stuff, that ain't going away.
Yeah, no, those big box stores are going to be there. Don't worry about them.
Yeah, yeah. we didn't get anything from there this year.
No, we didn't. We did walk around to Best Buy.
Yeah, Best Buy's all right.
And, I saw a corgi. That was great.
That was actually, it was good that we did that, because then you got to eventually see a corgi.
Yeah, because the only thing I bought on Black Friday was a latte. And we just eventually wandered over to Best Buy, and then we went to PetSmart, which was right next door, and there was a corgi there, and it was the best thing. I love corgis so much. I want one.
They're
so cute.
Here's the thing. I have just as much enjoyment and anticipation for you to see a corgi than you do to see a corgi.
Because I act like an idiot when I see a corgi. I go, and my eyes get all big. It's like a kid seeing Santa. It's so freaking exciting.
And I always hope that like one day we're going to be in
just a place.
Like a place or like a PetSmart, you know, where obviously people bring their pets in and they'll be like, oh, hey, look, there's a corgi. Like, I had to make sure that you, I was afraid you weren't going to see it. Like, baby, you got to see it.
I saw it.
And you saw it. And
then I got all excited about it. I love corgis.
Yeah, so you want to go get something for Christmas for Jen and get her corgi stuff. Even though she doesn't have a corgi.
I would like a corgi.
We would love a corgi. We don't have, I don't.
No, we have to like.
Get a house.
Yeah, we'd have to move out of California in order to afford a house, and then we can get a corgi.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because a corgi, it doesn't serve a corgi justice just to have a small apartment with two cats.
No. He needs space.
As much as I would love to see a corgi interact with Tully.
Yeah.
And Leela. I think eventually they'd be friends.
Oh, sure, eventually. Get one as a puppy. They'll accept it.
Oh, God. the cuteness is killing me. It's tearing me apart.
Yeah. So yeah, that was our Black Friday.
It was our holiday-ish.
But we're actually going to read a book that you bought at the Heidi Ho sale.
Yeah. So actually, yeah, it turned out that, you know, I was kind of hoping that it would turn out this way, and it turned out perfect because I was like, I hope we can go to Heidi Ho. We can pick up a few books. I didn't really want to dig anything out.
Yeah.
You know, because
I just put it all away.
Because of here, yeah, because that's the big thing. I actually put away because we had people coming over, and I was like, I just got to put some stuff away.
Well, I also threatened to throw it all away.
No.
Because I was like, I literally cannot look at it anymore. If we don't clean this up, I'm just going to start tossing shit.
No, yeah. So I decided to...
We finally put it away.
Finally just put it away, and it's away, and it's not... We don't have... I mean, now we just have the stack that we bought yesterday. So we got a few books, and so it's cool. We can maybe, you know... There's a few good things. Like, we got a... Oh, God. I got a Total Justice we're gonna read at some point.
Oh, boy.
Maybe even next week, because that's...
That's a mess.
When you get your 90s comics based off of toy lines and DC toy lines, get ready. No. Better fucking duck.
Speaking of fucking stupid DC things.
Ooh.
So I saw this on the internet. I don't know if it's a joke. I don't know if it's real. Of course, it's the internet, so take it with a grain of salt. But that somebody had started a campaign called Six for Six.
Whatever.
Where they want all DC fans to see the Justice League six times so we can make sure that the box office does well.
I know people have seen it twice already, but yeah, go ahead.
The box office does well, and I think that's a waste of money.
It's a waste of money because it doesn't fucking matter now because it's not...
Because the first
week just fucking tanks and everybody's like, whatever, oh, shit.
Yeah, I mean, they did okay for the first week, but they didn't... They didn't get where they thought they would. It didn't meet the rest of the openings. And then this Thanksgiving, what was it, Coco, the new Pixar?
Yeah.
That just trounced it.
Yeah.
But of course, it's a kid's movie. Of course it did. Kids' movies trounce everything.
Disney. Yeah, if Disney's good, Disney's coming in there.
So, sorry, Justice League. I think because people have been burned. We have all been too burned by DC.
If anything, though. There are plenty of think pieces about Henry Cavill's lack of mustache.
Oh, I know. Some great, great CGI face pieces.
Some great stills. some horrifying stills.
Mm-hmm.
There's that one where it looks like he has three mouths.
Yeah, because it was the one that they got from the side.
Yeah, that one disturbs me.
And because they just put like flesh over it, so it's all like bumpy, weird. It's just really upsetting.
Yeah, don't. No.
Kind of great though.
I do. I want a Funko Pop of that.
I would have a Funko Pop of Henry Cavill's mustache. I would absolutely buy that.
If Funko wants to just do a line of DC fails for mustaches,
I would just want Henry Cavill's mustache.
No, I want like the mustache, but then I also want tri-mouth Superman. That's a Funko
CGI face Superman.
I want that. I want that. I want a series of toys. I want a DC Ketter's action figure. I want it all. I want it all. If it's a mail-in, I'll send it in. You have my money.
Yeah.
If you do that.
Yeah.
That's like, you want me to spend more money for Justice League? Do more of that. I want a holiday mask. a holiday mask.
Sure. I mean, why not? Why wouldn't you wear a mask with Superman on Christmas?
Or maybe
Day?
Maybe that's how I could do that. That's a good Halloween costume next year.
Or cosplay.
Or cosplay or something. Just somehow like getting like a really bad, like lumpy mask and be like, I'm Superman's mustache.
You know what would be even funnier if you grew a mustache and then you just put like green paper over it and then you could be like reshoot Henry Cavill.
Oh, reshoot Henry Cavill? I want a line of figures. I want reshoot Henry Cavill. I want mustache. Oh man, just give me one Henry Cavill toy. Just put the head because you can do all the different heads.
See, here's the problem with that. And I've noticed this for a couple of years now. For some reason, the DC toy line, outside of like the really nice ones that they do, like
the Mattel one. Well, they're all Mattel, but
well, no, outside of the ones that you can like buy at a comic book store, like oh, here's the Greg Capullo ones, or here's the Jay Lee ones, or the Legends ones. Those are always usually pretty good. It's all the rest is just like the average shit.
Yeah,
that is garbage.
It's ass.
They are awful. They're ugly, and they're just gross plastic and bad paint jobs. I'm like, what?
Let me tell you,
what
is this? The Man of Steel toys were fucking sad as shit.
Yeah, and the Batman v Superman ones were not better.
And the Justice League
and the new ones are not any better.
Well, they just give them these weird accessories and stuff.
Well, I have it on my Instagram. There's a new one where you buy Superman and he comes with these like weird, like almost see-through red plastic thing.
Well, he comes with plastic, like,
and you're like, well, what is it? Because it just looks like a loop, right? You're like, what is it? And then you flip the back of the thing over. You're supposed to put them around his head, and that's supposed to be his heat vision.
Right, because it's his heat vision.
And you're like, oh, absolutely fucking not. That is just the dumbest thing I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, and there's a lot of variations of Batman's armor, and then there's just like a, the ugly ass, Cyborg.
And Flash, and all of them have those like weird, like plastic see-through things. Like Flash has one that's blue, and well, I guess that's supposed to be the Speed Force. And you're like, sure it is. Okay.
Whatever. All right. Yeah, you
so,
do that.
Yeah.
So, speaking of Justice League.
Yeah.
Top of our tree this year.
Oh, that's right. We put
up the tree.
And our annual tradition, because we do not have a star or anything up there.
No.
Because we have a light up tree and we don't have a plug up there. So we have tied action figures to the top of it for the last couple of years.
Right.
And we, so the tradition, we've done Dr. Fate. It's always a superpower.
It's always one of the DC superpowers that I have. So we've done.
What happens when we run out?
We'll have to buy more superpowers.
There are no superpowers. I mean, like find them in like on find eBay.
Big Lou's has got a bunch of them.
Yeah, that's true. Big Lou's is overpriced though.
I know. I'll figure it out.
Okay.
I'll figure it out. We have. Here's the thing. So we've done. I think it's like our sixth year doing it.
Yeah.
Okay. We've done Dr. Fate. We've done Firestorm. Yep. Red Tomato. We've done John.
Yep.
Hawkman. And then I'm missing. Do we do Plastic Man?
No, I think this is number six.
Okay, so yeah, so we have Steppenwolf.
Yes,
we have Steppenwolf from the star of the DC movie Justice League.
Yes, but this is a much different looking Steppenwolf.
Yeah, this is the Jack Kirby second Steppenwolf, which I don't have his weird ass axe, but I do have. We still have a dark side we can do. I still have a Green Lantern, not Green Lantern, Green Arrow.
Oh man, a dark side Christmas.
I have Orion.
Oh well, we'll put him up there.
I got Cyclotron.
So we have a couple of years.
I got Parademon. I got fucking Tyr from the it's a Tyr or Tyr? Tyr.
I don't know.
He's a fucking Legion villain.
Sure.
I still got a few more left, and saying I'm
so we've got a couple more years.
My goal would be to, and it runs pretty high, but I would love to find one intact, even with this stuff too, because it's so weird, is the Mr. Miracle one.
Mm.
I want the Mr. Miracle one. I've always wanted that one. So Meltdown, speaking of Meltdown,
they had a cyborg
superpowers. They sold for $75 loose.
Yeah.
It's not there anymore. Somebody bought it. If I had frivolous
amounts of money. Because he's hard to find.
He's one of the harder to find ones. He's one of those ones that like you didn't find very often. So maybe what probably end up happening is I'll probably end up getting like cheaper ones, like a Brainiac or a Desaad. Like, I think we could Desaad without a skirt and he just has brown pants. Because he came with like a little pleather skirt, but sometimes
make him a skirt.
Yeah, get a little skirt.
I can make him a little skirt. I got some fabric. I used to make Barbie clothes.
Yeah, you can make the Barbie clothes.
It's really, making skirts easy. You just like loop it around and go so. Like that's super, super easy.
So there we go. So yeah. But anyways, that was our holiday fun.
Yeah. Yeah.
Share that with you. Hope you guys enjoy decorating your tree. I'm actually looking at our tree. I'm actually really impressed with our tree this year.
I am too. There's a couple places the ornaments are too close.
We got to fix that Lucha thing.
Oh yeah. I got to fix him and your ladder. Cause I bought Sean. If you didn't know this, the WWE has a store.
Oh, yeah, they've always had a store.
Where you can buy things, and guess what? You can buy Christmas ornaments.
Uh-huh.
So last year I bought Sean a table, a ladder, and a chair.
Yeah, you got me the TLC Christmas ornaments.
Yeah, so there's literally a fucking folding chair, a ladder, and a table that breaks in half on our Christmas
tree.
It's a breakable
table that connects with the magnets, and yeah, I put a
it's
little.
It's actually kind of cool.
And I put a little tiny rock figure on there, which I forgot where I got the rock figure. I think it was from like a 7-Eleven.
Yeah, he was holding a straw.
That's right, he was holding the straw. And yeah, now he's laying on the table.
Yep.
And we got Superman. We got a Man of Steel Superman.
Yeah, because we've got some of those.
We got a few Batmans on there.
So, you know, those Hallmark.
Dick Batman.
Yeah, those Hallmark ornaments that they do for DC are pretty great. I don't know if they have one this year. I should look for it.
We did. We saw it.
Which one was it? Was it another Batman?
I think it was another Batman.
Was it Justice League one?
I think it was one you didn't like. It was one. I think it was something you didn't like yet.
Yeah, because I do try to buy them. We have the Wonder Woman from last year. We've got a Superman. I've got a Catwoman.
Catwoman. The Catwoman is one you didn't.
I haven't seen that one either
for a while.
Well, no, because they only come out once a year, and then once it's done, it's done.
Yeah, so we got on that one.
Yeah,
glad you got that one.
Yeah, so, me too. So yeah, we're.
See, now I keep looking at that Lucha and it's bothering me.
Yeah, because
maybe we should take a break and you can fix it.
Okay, do that.
Let's take a break. We'll come back. We'll talk about our book for this week.
Go to iTunes, Stitcher, ProudlyResents.com to find the great podcast, Proudly Resents Christmas Movies, and hear the best of the worst of the Christmas films. You'll love it, I promise. It's fantastic. Oh my God, I just lost my voice. I went so high. Ho ho. Go to ProudlyResents.com/Christmas Movies or to iTunes under Proudly Resents. These films are ho-ho horrible.
All right, we're back here on Worst Collection Ever with our book for this week. Jen fixed our trees. So
are you happy now?
Yeah, I feel better.
Okay, good.
Because you get on pointing out these like gaps, and I was like, shit.
This happens every year where I'll sit here and I'll go, there's a gap or there's too many ornaments too close, so I like move stuff a few days after we've decorated.
So our book for this week is Power Pack number 53 from January 1990, and it is an Acts of Vengeance crossover, which I am excited about, because Acts of Vengeance is fucking awesome.
Mm. I don't know if this book is fucking awesome.
No, it's not. It's Power Pack. What do you
think? You're going to have to tell. So you tried to explain Power Pack to me, but you're going to explain it a little bit more in detail.
Well, okay, so basically,
first, just say what's on the cover, and then you can.
So the Power Pack. So you got Power Pack, and it's Acts of Vengeance. Basically, I'm going to explain this real quick. Acts of Vengeance basically was a crossover around this time, like 89, 90, where they basically were like all the villains got together with Doctor Doom. Something. Okay, I don't know exactly how it starts, or like Loki and Doctor Doom got together and were like, "Hey, let's get all of our villain friends together, and like let's have them go fight people that they normally don't to throw those heroes off their game."
Okay.
So we can like defeat them and like get secrets and rule things.
Sure, I mean that makes sense.
Yeah, and the DC's done it as well. They did it with Underworld.
Uh-huh.
That was kind of the their version of that, I'm obsessed with this crossover. It's actually an omnibus.
Uh-huh.
Huge ass omnibus with all the crossovers for Acts of Vengeance.
Oh man.
That one day you probably should buy me for a gift.
Okay.
but it's gigantic. It's fucking huge. Because it's basically like every comic. Like this comic and like every other comic from like the 90s.
Mm.
It's ridiculous, but I love it. I always like using the term Acts of Vengeance in my head when I'm like trying to like put together like a podcast or something. Because I'm like, hey, it would be great if like, you know, Steve Austin talked to Jason Mantzoukas or something. I'm just using examples.
Sure.
You know, because it's somebody that normally wouldn't speak to, you know, you wouldn't normally have those things mix.
Mm-hmm.
But if it does, it might work. You know, it's not, you know, it might be cool. It might, you know, something might happen with it, you know. So that's kind of how you look at it. It's just weird, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I like about here is because on the cover you have Typhoid Mary.
Yes.
Typhoid Mary is a relatively new villain at this point, and she's from Daredevil. She's a Daredevil villain.
Okay.
And she's on the cover, and she is wreaking havoc on the Power Pack children.
Yep, fuck them with Power Pack.
She's, like, dropping some fire.
You got the one that's gold. I don't know any of these kids' names, by
this
the way.
This is... Okay, so if I can remember... This is Alex.
And I'm assuming he's on fire, right? Or is he just gold?
Okay, well here
he turns into butter.
Yes, he is butter. Actually, you're right. I think he's butter.
He looks like butter. Instead of a butter lamb, you got a butter kid.
Well, this is the thing that they're in the midst of having randomly swapped powers.
That's right.
Because this is the thing that apparently happens, would happen in Power Pack. So I believe that Alex and Katie here have swapped powers because Alex is normally a gravity-based villain or gravity-based hero.
Uh-huh.
And Katie is energy.
Or butter.
Or butter, but, you know, they changed here.
I see.
And Jack here. Or maybe this is Jack and this is Alex. I don't know.
I don't know.
I think Alex and Jack have switched as well.
I don't even know. So there's one kid who's all cloudy. He's the older kid.
He's the other one?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's Alex.
Oh, yeah. The older kid is the cloud.
Alex is normally gravity. So that's what Katie has, and Katie's usually energy, and that's what Jack has. And the only one that kept her powers is Julie, who is now
a stretchy rainbow.
Well, she's like the Flash, but she's also like Speedy Rainbow.
She kind of just makes me think of like Plastic Man.
Well, she's not.
I don't
she's
think
not
that's
elastic,
what,
though.
I know that that's but that, how they draw her,
right?
Really, just looks like that,
right? But she's basically like I'm trying to think what she would.
She's just fast.
She's like a fast. Like,
she's a fast rainbow.
She's known as light speed.
Okay.
So.
Fast rainbow.
Yeah, fast rainbow. And so they're about.
And Typhoid Mary looking right out of a Pat Benatar video.
Typhoid Mary, actually, I think looks awesome.
Yeah, she does look like she's out of a Pat Benatar video, though, doesn't she?
Yeah, 100%. And she's got, like, you know, this sweet jazzercise fishnet bottoms.
Yeah, she's wearing just basically out of, like, a workout video.
But she's got, like, this big poofy, like, shirt with like one sleeve,
but she's also got like metal shoulder pads.
Yeah, I like the metal shoulder
and
pads.
And like,
I kind of want to make this my game now.
And kind of like Robert Smith from The Cure hair.
Yeah.
All right. So explain to me, Power Pack. These are children who have powers.
Okay.
Why?
Because what happened was, so their father is
who we see in this book.
Father is a
very neglectful human being.
A very neglectful scientist.
Sure.
Who was doing experiments with. Matter and antimatter, which apparently creates, if you put those together, you put antimatter and antimatter and matter together, it creates a tremendous amount of energy.
Okay.
And so he was working on some sort of project that was trying to harness that, but turns out that it was going to that project would destroy the world.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's gigantic amounts of energy that, you know, men have no idea what to do with.
Yeah.
You know, shout out to now. And his name was something like Alfred Whitemane or whatever. They call him Whitey. But basically, okay. He was just like an albino space horse. Because that's what he was. He looked like a fucking horse. He was a fucking horse, fucking albino alien space horse that came to Earth to be like, hey, Dad, you know, hey, Mr. Power, don't do this thing because you're going to blow up the Earth. But the alien space horse was followed by this other alien race called the Snarks that wanted to harness this power
as well.
You mean
Snorks?
Snarks.
Snorks?
Snarks. Smarks.
Snorks.
Smarks.
Don't you remember Snorks?
I remember Snorks.
It'd be much more fun if it was Snorks.
I remember if it was Smarks. It was just a bunch of shitty wrestling fans. Hey, Roman Reigns sucks, bitch. I'm gonna chant that guy's real name in an event. Pro Wrestling Gorilla. Anyways, nothing against Pro Wrestling Gorilla. Just that's what Sparks would say. They would just go Pro Wrestling Gorilla.
Wrestling fans are weird.
Yes, they are.
Yeah.
So they would be. It was a fight on Earth, whatever, and the alien horse got hurt and he died. He was dying, but he was like, "Hey, kids, here's some shit." And they gave them powers.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how they all became Power Pack. And they were like, yay, we're kids. We can do stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And they got like these, you know, Fantastic Four kind of outfits, you know?
Yeah.
So they can like, you know, ugh, turn them on and off. And that's the book. And this book went on for like, I just looked this up. It went on for like 7 years.
Ugh.
7 years.
Stories about precocious children.
I mean, it wasn't a problem because this is basically the premise of the book was like horse alien gives kids powers, and then the supervillains, like all the angry supervillains in the Marvel Universe, like, hey, let's go beat the shit out of them. And that's what happens because these guys fight like Punisher's showing up, and Punisher's not a villain at this point, but he's like, as a point, but he's showing up. You know, you got Dr. Doom, you got fucking Sabretooth. I mean, you just got a lot of stuff that's, you know, like, I mean, they had a lot of villains and stuff that they fought that were, you know, endemic to them, but, you know, they were right in the mix.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they'd hang out with Spider-Man, you know, stuff would be going down.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, yeah. So, no, yeah, that was basically the premise of this book for years. And it's back now because it kind of had like small return, you know, like they would come back like mini returns, you know, like they did, like they try to reboot it a little, you know, they reboot it here and there.
Mm-hmm.
But then, now apparently it's back.
Yeah.
Because if you look at the listing on the Marvel Wiki, you know, because Marvel, for whatever reason, is now starting to release comics that were canceled and rebooted years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, kind of like how they did with Captain America, where they rebooted it like 30 times.
Right.
But now they're like going back to the original run when it had like 400 issues, and they're like, oh, now we're starting from this number. Mm-hmm. So now they're starting from like whatever, like issue number 60 something or whatever. When this ended back in 91, now it's back. So,
So
Power Pack fans unite. So I guess we're catching up here.
Okay.
So, anyways, the story is called Chinks in the Armor.
Yep.
And it starts out with Typhoid Mary. So Typhoid Mary, real quick, her deal is she was. This is from how I read it, and maybe I'm wrong, but she was working in a brothel, and Daredevil showed up to fight some people in this brothel.
Was she created by Frank Miller?
No.
Well, we're talking about Woman in a Brothel.
She might have been an Anna Senti deal.
Oh, Jesus.
So.
Well, that's before Anna Senti went crazy, though.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, continue.
Maybe. So, yeah, but she got accidentally, like, hit by, you know, she had, like, what?
A penis?
Yes, by a penis.
She was like, whack. Oh, that's no, what happened with, I have
that,
power.
Yeah, exactly. She was like, she was fucking,
Some
ridiculous guy came in to the brothel, and he didn't, you know, he wasn't.
He's like, I'm a helicopter. And he's like, whacked her.
Jesus. Actually, he wasn't even about to have sex. He was just like, he took his penis out, and his dick was so big, he started hitting everything, and all the girls were like, oh my god, get out of the way. And he was like knocking, and he actually hit her. And actually, what happened? Yeah, and she got knocked out a window like Catwoman.
Oh yeah,
or something,
and fell into a bunch of typhoid.
Yes, she fell into the 1800s.
Luckily, it's just like a guy pushing like a cart full of typhoid.
I gotta get this typhoid to the typhoid market.
She just falls on it.
Oh no, typhoid!
It just breaks, and I was just like, "Now I'm a villain."
Yeah, no. So basically, what happened was she ended up getting like hit by Daredevil, or something happened where she got hit by Daredevil, and she got kind of like triggered her because she's a mutant apparently. But it's a mute. She only has mutant powers when her split personality turns into Typhoid Mary. Because she's usually just like a regular chick, as you see in this book.
Yes.
But then she can also, like, she has like a split personality. She has multiple personalities. Because she also has like a Bloody Mary personality. And she has all these personalities. But one of them, you know, Typhoid Mary has like all these powers where she can do telekinesis and, you know, and tell pyrokinetics. And she has all these different, you know, things that she, you know, like, whatever. I think she has telepathy and stuff. So that's what happened.
I like my origin story better, where she falls into, like, a, you know.
After getting hit with a giant penis.
After getting hit by a giant penis, she fell out a window and lands on a cart full of test tubes of typhus. Of typhoid.
Typhoid.
And that's how she got her powers. And also, on her way to commit villainy, walked through the set of a Pat Benatar video. So she could, like...
Oh, so she gets the wardrobe?
Yeah, she's like, oh, these are...
Oh, she in the background of Love is Battlefield?
Yeah, she's shimmying away her pimp. That's what you do in that video.
She's shimmying away her other personality.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's like, I can shimmy too. And now she's like... And now, in these first two pages, she doesn't know how to sit on a couch.
Yeah, what is she doing here?
I don't know. This is what I was like, wait a second, why isn't she... So she's like sitting there and she's talking to somebody who we don't see. So we just see this person from the back. All you see is green and you don't really know who this person is supposed to be. And look, they've got a notebook on their
okay.
I don't know, on their leg. So you think it's like, oh, it's like a therapist. And she's like telling him what happened when she encountered power pack. But instead of just sitting on the couch like a normal person, she's like, I don't know, doing like, I don't even know.
So both of her legs, so she's sitting on the couch.
She's got one foot up on the couch, one halfway off.
Sitting on the couch like Dave Chappelle's Rick James in the Charlie Murphy sketch.
Yeah, kind of.
She's like, fuck your couch.
Yeah, fuck right? your couch. Also, my hand is between my legs.
But she's turning to face the person in the chair.
Yeah.
And her swords are on the ground. But yeah, how is that comfortable? And then she's also grabbing the cushion in between her legs.
That's what I mean. And then turn the next one. The next one's even dumber.
Yo, this is actually, I just noticed this until I opened this here.
Look at that one.
Now she's just dude being sexy.
But she's like now like laying on kind of on the couch, half off the couch. I'd be like, stop ruining my fucking couch. Because yeah. This isn't her couch.
No.
So she's like, yeah, she can't sit on a couch. That's what's going on. So she's like, oh, well, let me tell you what happened to me when I met Power Pack. So I went into my secret identity of Mary, who apparently doesn't know the Typhoid Mary exists.
Well, yeah, because it's...
Because they're split personalities and one's not aware of the other.
Right. And so she is. She has a job as a teacher.
Yeah, she gets a job as a teacher at a school,
for the blind.
At the park one day, we've got... What's his name from Power Pack?
We got Jack and Julie, I think. Or no, is it? No, I think it's Alex and Julie.
Yeah, from Power Pack. And they're sitting on a bench and they're hanging out with
Dagger.
Because she's blind.
She's blind, which we actually did
read.
We read, where she does the one where they had the dog and the dog spoke English.
You remember? Yes, and remember she was like trying to figure out by like going through like the apartment hallway and like...
Right.
Yeah. I remember, so we're
actually still kind of like... And she's kind of like, I got better at it.
Yeah, she's getting better. So like somebody throws a ball, one of the blind kids, and it has a bell in it, so she catches it.
Yeah.
And she's like, I'm getting better. And then that's when Mary comes over.
Yeah.
And it's like, hi, I'm
Mary
a teacher.
Looks like my third grade teacher, Miss Marenka.
Does she?
Uh-huh.
And she's like,
oh. In her civilian guys. She did not in her your couch guys.
Not in your, I'm Pat Benatar here to fuck your couch.
Pat Benatar says, fuck your couch.
Can I get that on a shirt?
Yeah.
Pat Benatar says, fuck your couch.
Actually, you just need, would you see
this? With
just,
a picture of Typhoid Mary on
need,
it.
You just need this picture, right? On
yeah.
a shirt.
Yeah.
And then you just says on the top says, Pat Benatar says, and the fuck your couch.
I like it. I'd wear it. Everybody like, I, what? And you'd be like, you know what? You just need to listen to my podcast. she's like, hey, children, how's it going? And then she makes friends with everybody. And they're like, oh, how about you come over to our house?
Well, because Mary's in the friggin' park hanging out with a bunch of blind kids.
Right.
Playing jingle ball.
Yeah.
The ball's got a bell in it.
Yeah. And so they're like, whoa, why don't you come over to our house? And
yeah, why do they just like all of a sudden invite her?
She says, oh, people just really like me, so I'm just automatically invited to their house.
Yeah, well, because Alex has got the hots for her.
Well, here's how old is Alex?
He's like, he's a teenager. He's like 17.
She is not a teenager.
No,
she is an adult woman.
There is some.
It's real gross.
There's some stuff going on here that you're.
It's uncomfortable.
It's uncomfortable.
It's really upsetting. I'm not okay with any of it.
Mm-mm.
So she's like.
So they go back to Dagger's house.
Yeah.
They go back to Dagger's house with her dad.
Does Dagger and the Power Pack live in the same building or do they live in the same place? Like, do they live together?
No.
So can we keep going. So they go over to this place.
And like so Mary's, you know, and so yeah, so they're sitting there and like there's all they're being all families.
Yeah.
And like Dagger's like, I'm blind, but here's some lemonade. And she's walking to put the lemonade down, and Mary just fucking trips her.
Yeah, Mary trips her, and she spills it onto her dad. But Julie sees it.
Yeah.
And Julie tells her brother, I just saw her do that. And he goes, no, you're just jealous because she's pretty.
Yeah.
Because God forbid fucking he listened to her.
Yeah.
Like, this is what dudes do.
Yeah, Alex is, like, super, like, teenager...
Yeah, but like this is what dudes do. Women are like, hey, here's this thing that's happening. Like, no. And so instead of him being like, oh, wait, you saw her do that? This is a random stranger we literally just picked up at the park. Maybe I should listen to my sister. But instead, I'm just going to accuse her of being jealous.
Yeah.
And that's what he does. So there, and then here's the thing. So it says, the seeds planted, Mary was whisked away upstairs to meet the Power Pack's dad.
Oh, maybe they do live in the same building.
Is it the same building? Is it the same house? Like, I'm confused.
You know, that's a good question.
I mean, if it's New York, it's very possible it's the same building.
Yeah.
You know, it's the same apartment building.
That's what I was thinking. Like, they all, like, you know, live together.
Yeah. So they go upstairs to meet this dude with a beard. And he's so smart, except to doing laundry, because that's for ladies. Jokes.
I have a question.
Yes.
Why is it that the father looks like he's from, like, a different cartoon?
Like a Doomsbury
universe?
Cartoon? Yes! Yes!
I was gonna point that out. I was like, is this, like, Bloom County or some shit?
Mm-hmm.
Like,
mm-hmm. I don't know. Like, you're right. Else, like, everybody 100% looks like he just dropped in from another comic.
Like, the adult, like, yeah, the kids look kind of weird. The adults look fine. But then you get to him, and he just looks like, he's like, man, because he's got, like, the glasses.
He's really cartoony.
Because he's got, like, the big beard that's, like, the way that it's, like, drawn, like, cartoony. And yeah, he's got the glasses that are, like, just like regular glasses, but you can see his little beady eyeballs through
mm-hmm,
them.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like it.
Nope, nobody does.
They're like, hey, look at my dad.
So, yeah, and Mary's like, yeah, yay. So they meet friends, and then...
Why would you just take some random woman that you... I don't know. It just seems weird. Also, why would you call your dad down? If you want your dad to meet somebody and you're all sitting there drinking lemonade, maybe it was too awkward after that point because he spilled lemonade.
There's got to be another place. Call her into the kitchen, for fuck's sake, anywhere. But, like, why are you bringing this random woman you just met up to meet your dad?
No.
It's weird. And so now she, an adult woman, decides to hang out with, like, a 15-year-old boy.
Yeah,
which
this is what kind of I had to take a minute because I was like,
yeah. At first, I was like, wait, how old is this guy? And no, he's a teenager. It is made very explicit that he is a teenager later in the book.
Right.
So she's an adult. She's like, I just understand you, and you're like, no, absolutely fucking not.
But her deal is that she's trying to kind of drive a wedge between. Her dad.
Yeah, because she's like...
Alex and his dad.
Yeah, she's like, I just sensed that there was, like, a rivalry between them. And it's like, it's a teenage boy and his dad. Of course there's a rivalry.
Right, you know, because Alex...
Of course.
Alex is, like, the oldest, so he's trying to be, you know, mature. And he's trying, you know, he wants to be considered mature, but, you know...
And also he feels like his dad is so smart that no matter how smart he is, he's always overshadowed.
Yeah.
And you're like, yeah, but that's kind of just how parents and kids work,
Why
right?
is Mary dressed in, like... She's dressed in this really, like, small romper.
Yeah.
It's kind of...
It's a very tiny romper.
Yeah. I mean...
To hang out with a boy. To
hang out with a teenage boy.
Yeah, no, it's not okay. Yeah, she's basically doing...
Well, they're hanging out on the same day. Like, they did... Because she's wearing the same clothes. So it's like they went home, they met her dad, and he's like, hey, I'm going to go...
Let's go for a walk, random lady.
So go for a walk, random lady, and then... So, yeah, so now he's... now she's like, well... You know, well, my dad, you know, I tried to spend all the time pleading my father.
Yeah, and then we get this weird story about her dad.
This actually makes me uncomfortable.
This is a really upsetting story because her dad was blind, okay?
Yeah.
And because he was blind, he decided nobody needed electricity because he didn't use it. But then they didn't even have a refrigerator. And I'm like, wait, blind people need food. They need perishable food. What is even happening?
They didn't need any electricity at all. So it means like he's like,
that's
no
the thing. He's like, I don't need electricity because I don't need lights. And I'm like, but what about like, she even says we didn't even have a refrigerator. And I'm like, but
it says that
needs to eat, right?
A couple of times, you know, a day, we didn't have a clock either. So I'd open some cans of food from my father's disability checks paid to have delivered. And then
he would smell them.
Sometimes he smelled the food and sometimes he ate a little bit, but most of the time he didn't.
And he just sits
He's got a watch. He's got a watch. You see that? He's got a watch.
Yes.
A fucking wristwatch. You can't even see
he
that.
He just said we didn't even have a clock.
I call bullshit.
That's my point. That's
wow.
The whole thing. He's like,
wow.
I don't need electricity because I'm blind because I don't need a light. And I'm like, okay.
But I need this wristwatch.
But I need this fucking wristwatch. Also, I don't need a refrigerator because blind people don't like cold drinks. Like, what the fuck? Like,
They don't like having refrigerated meat.
Yeah, like,
well, because apparently all she ate was fucking
sardines. Fucking, I don't sardines, know, tuna. And then, and like the whole time, this girl, she's like, oh, it was terrible because then it would get dark and I would just sit there in the dark, you know, like waiting for the light to come. And I'm like,
every night the world, I'll read this. Every night the world ended with the setting of the sun, and I'd spend most of the night feverishly praying that the light would come again.
But, like, okay, like, I get it when you're, like, a real little kid. Like, you probably can't do anything. But, like, don't you eventually get to the point where you go shoplift a fucking flashlight and some batteries? Like, he can't see it. Turn some shit on, right? Also, you live in New York. There's lights everywhere.
Yeah, how dare you? How dare there be other lights? It would be funny if her dad's just like, turn the lights off everywhere. She's yelling out the window.
I just don't understand the thought process where, because I don't need light, I don't need any electricity whatsoever.
Yeah.
Like, what about a fan? Like, it's hot. You didn't
need it.
Right? You
didn't need it. Yeah. All he needed was his wristwatch.
I don't need a clock, but I need this wristwatch.
Hey, what'd you talk about? We didn't have a clock. He's got a fucking wristwatch on his head.
Yes.
You're looking right at it. You're sitting on his lap and you're looking right at it. She's looking at here. She's like, hey, watch.
Yeah.
She's looking at the watch. Fuck this shit.
Yep.
Also, you have a furnace.
Yeah, I don't know.
Nah.
So she's like, it was so terrible. And now we're friends. And now he's like, yeah, now we're friends, Mary. I totally get it. Thanks for grooming me.
Yeah, because the whole time.
So you can take sexual advantage of me later, you fucking creep.
So the whole time, because the whole time she's narrating this to whoever she's
talking to.
She's ever ruining the couch for.
Yeah.
And so basically she's like, oh, it was wonderful to talk to him, you know, and she's in their kitchen making vegetables, and then all of a sudden she gets she starts having her
Typhoid Mary
personality come out. She's like, well, you don't deserve to have good food.
I'll stab you in the eye.
I'm gonna make you stab yourself in the eye.
Unless you cooperate, which I don't even understand, like, why she was cooperating, because she doesn't know that other Mary exists. I don't know. So then she's like, oh, now I'm going to turn off the light. I'm going to eat sardines off the floor.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're back at the couch, and she's like, yay, spread eagle on the couch. After she's like, look at all those cushions all fucked up. Look, but she's totally fucking that guy's couch.
Yeah.
And then she's like, yeah, so that's what happened. The guy who we still don't see his face.
We already know who it is.
But it's Dr. Doom.
Yeah.
And he goes, oh, I'm sorry, I wasn't listening. I was thinking about my own father.
Sorry.
Bro, I love this. Like, tell me this story about how you fucked with these kids. And then he's just like, oh, I wasn't listening.
I'm sorry. I was busy looking at my iPad. I was looking up.
I was really trying.
I was looking to buy a new couch.
Yeah. First, looking to buy a new couch. Second, trying to figure out why your blind father doesn't like cold beverages.
Also, didn't he have a watch?
Yeah. Can we go back to the watch?
You like the watch? And wait, because wait a minute. So like.
Like, he didn't want any ice cubes in anything, like
or cold, or just how did you refrigerate meat?
Yeah, how did that work?
Or anything?
You didn't eat meat? What about
dairy? Did you have warm milk?
Did you just drink like apocalypse milk out of the boxes?
Oh, powdered milk.
Powdered milk, or
it'd be fun if they just talked about powdered milk for the rest of the book. It's like, so hey, man, where did he, so what? Dr. Doom just can't get over the fact that she survived on powdered milk.
Yeah.
For 30 years.
Or your favorite apocalypse milk.
Apocalypse milk.
Yeah.
I do like the idea, though, if he was just on Crate and Barrel, just looking up a
couch. He's like, I need a new couch. I want, you know, I don't really want to spend the money, but, you know, I've had this one for about 15 years.
I mean, you just,
if I'm going to keep it,
and you
for
just
15
literally
years,
dug your entire foot into the cushion.
Yeah, and he's trying to, like, justify his purchase.
Man, do we have another budget this year?
He's like, you know, well, we didn't, you know, I didn't buy that carrier. That aircraft carrier to transport all those soldiers, so I could probably afford a better couch.
Like, I should treat myself.
I really should treat myself.
Dr. Doom should treat himself.
Yeah, you know, I've really been keeping a tight leash on this budget. It's time for me to treat myself.
Actually, I would like if it was just I would rather enjoy this story if it was just Dr. Axe of Vengeance was just about Dr. Doom getting a new couch.
It's like, you know, I probably get one. What was it called? Wayfair.com? I've seen those ads.
Yeah. Jennifer convertibles.
Maybe.
I like that. So yeah, he starts talking about his own dad, and then she's like, he's like, anyways, you know, tell me more about
the thing I wasn't listening to.
Yeah.
And she's like, okay, well, me and...
And then it just shows, like, this, I'm assuming, 27-year-old woman just, like, frolicking with a fucking 15-year-old child.
Well, look at her sweater puppets. I'm sorry to use that term, but, gee, like...
And they're like, wee! They're really moving, too.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
They're swaying.
Yeah. Because they're running together through leaves, holding hands, staring into each other's eyes. It's creepy. It is creepy if it is an older man fucking with a teenage girl. It is creepy when it is an older woman fucking with a teenage boy.
I like that they went to the...
Blanket creepiness!
I like that they went to the old people movies.
They did, you're right.
Because they're sitting well, here.
Yeah, because he ditched class.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, he's ditching class. Yeah, he's hanging out with...
Yeah, he was like ditching, obviously, because his dad is like... not paying attention to anybody. He's like, it's totally fine.
Hey, look, it's
that my son is going to be like fucking statutorily raped by this fucking woman.
Well, I like that they went to the movies and they have Al Roker.
Yeah, Al Roker's there. Yeah,
I think this is Ronald Reagan. I think probably. We have Adolf
looks
Hitler.
Like, kind of looks like the ventriloquist. The
ventriloquist.
Back there.
Barbara Bush. I don't know who that is. Or Estelle Getty. I'm just assuming it's an old woman.
Sure.
Yeah.
I don't know. That doesn't look like an old woman. It could be an old man.
Put this back here?
Yeah.
He's got the hair, though.
Does he have hair?
It's a hair. Maybe it's George Washington.
Oh, yeah. Maybe it's George Washington.
Or John Ratzenberger. Sorry, not Adolf Hitler. John Ratzenberger over here.
Yeah. Yeah.
I do like this picture here. It kind of reminds me. I kind of feel like Henry Cavill's profile should be in here, too.
with his triple mouth. Triple mouth. So then finally we cut back to the kids, the Power Pack, sitting around just being kids. And... the older sister's like, yeah, I don't like that fucking creep-ass woman who's trying to fuck my brother because she's an adult and my brother's a child. And then
maybe... I got a question here.
Mm.
Look at that couch. I think that's why Dr. Doom is having her infiltrate.
Oh, yeah, because that's a much nicer couch than the one he has. Couch. That one's not fucked up at all.
No.
Even though it has kids on it.
Yeah.
I'll give it to you at a discount because it has kid wear.
Dr. Doom's like, oh, this had children on it. Be gone with your child couch.
I can't buy this. It had children on it once.
I looked to see if he just throws it at somebody using his Dr. Doom powers. Just throws it at like Green Goblin for some reason.
He's like, fuck it.
Yeah. So anyways, the doorbell rings and like Alex just nearly tramples his sister to go.
He's like, I'll get it. I love her. And she comes in and she's like, oh, I'm so cute in my white jeans. I'm creepy. And then she's like, oh, can we say hi to your dad? Because if you're an adult, you have children.
Yeah.
And you have teenage children and some fucking almost 30-year-olds coming out to hang out with them, wouldn't you be like, no.
No.
This kid, this fucking Doonesbury motherfucker is just like, I'm sorry, I've been splitting my time between comic worlds and I haven't been here to pay attention to what's sorry, happening with my son.
I'm sorry, I've been in Doonesbury for like a week. You know, I didn't realize.
He's like, I split my time. I'm just not aware of what's going on.
You're bringing this bouncing babe in here.
So yeah. he goes up. Then that's when she starts playing up the I'm an adult card.
Yeah.
And so she's like, oh, what am I doing? I'm going to talk adult talk with you. And then son gets all mad. And she's like touching his father.
Well, he goes, Alex is like, Mary's over here to help check my schoolwork.
Yeah, this is when you're like, oh, no, he is absolutely a child.
Uh-huh.
She's here to, like, listen to his report or something. But instead of doing that,
no,
she goes up to, like, stroke his dad's neck or whatever and talk about what he's doing.
Yeah.
And then he gets all mad and he goes downstairs to sit on the couch, put his foot on it, by the way.
Okay.
Also grab the cushion between his legs.
Oh, okay. Yeah, forget, yeah, get,
she's teaching him to sit on a couch like a monster.
Dr. Doom's already crossed this off his list.
He's like, you know what? That was a nice couch.
I'm never using Craigslist again.
He's like, my friends always get really good stuff off Craigslist, but I'm always finding crap. I'm not doing this anymore.
Dr. Doom blows up Craigslist.
So fucking mad at Craigslist. So then, because like she also uses her telekinetic power to like make the dad yell at the kid.
Yeah.
So then when she goes downstairs, she's like, oh, it's so nice. He's like, well, let me get you a cab, weird lady. And he's like, but she's supposed to be here to listen to my school report.
Yeah.
And, sure. And the kid's like, no, don't talk to elders. Man, like she makes him like yell at the boy.
Yeah.
And he gets all mad. He looks like he's going to cry.
Oh, yeah. Look at his face. He's like,
he really looks like he's going to cry. But and his sisters, who were like, I never liked that fucking harpy to begin with. Like, they're trying to be like, I told you. Also supportive.
And then she goes downstairs and she's fucking Mary's kissing the father.
Yeah, but it's very obvious that there's still a mother in the picture somewhere. Because the little girl says to Mary when they first meet the dad, he's brilliant except at laundry, at least what that's what Mama says.
Yeah.
So she's like kissing on a married man, trying to sleep with a 15-year-old boy. This woman obviously has problems.
Yeah.
So then finally we see Dr. Doom, because Dr. Doom gets all mad at this point. He's like, what is happening? You were telling me about a good couch. And then there was a boy sitting on his feet on it. Now you fucked up my couch.
He's more mad about the couch.
He's really upset about the couch.
He's more about trying to get the couch played. And he's like, why are you telling me about this?
Yeah, don't fucking tell me about the time you kissed the dad. I don't care.
Because he wants the alien horse technology.
Yeah, he's like, can we get back? He's like, we've been talking. You've totally fucked up my couch, and you haven't told me anything about the alien horse. And she's like, I'll just throw this knife at you, Dr. Doom. Which, honestly, he should have killed her right there.
Yes. Yeah.
100. He's Dr. Doom.
Dr. Doom does not suffer fools.
Exactly. And she should have died.
Dr. Doom
right
should have just friggin' toasted her and been like, yeah, I guess.
A proper villain.
I guess I gotta buy a new office. You know, because I just.
He's like, well, fuck it.
Just buy a new office. It sucks.
Because, I mean, seriously, if you are a fucking villain of the magnitude of Dr. Doom, you do not tolerate that nonsense.
No. Dr. Doom is incredibly patient in this book.
And that is the time he, like, rips her face off or something. He just, like, reaches over and just kills her, and then he's like, well, I guess that's the end of that. I'll never hear the end
of
that
story. I'll get
somebody
else. I'll get fucking...
He's like, you know what? I'll get a real horse to talk to the other horse. I'll, like, figure it out.
I'll get a real horse to talk to the other horse, and I'll just get, like, Rhino to go beat up those kids or something.
Yeah, you know? Something. Like, I got guys.
I got guys.
I know so many guys.
I know, like, 30 guys. I know, like, 30 villains.
I've got all the guys. I will find somebody else to fuck with these stupid kids.
So they're doing housework, and they're doing
it's like,
it,
I can even get into the Doomsbury universe.
Oh. You know, Doomsbury doesn't have these problems.
No, disrespecting fucking villains at Doomsbury.
I'm gonna get Doomsbury to
fuck with that
villains.
Kid's father. Yeah.
Like, hey, you got the phone number to Doomsbury. So the kids are doing their chores and
they're like, oh man, we have all our new powers. And this is when you see that they've swapped powers. Alex comes home, he's all mad.
Apparently.
And he's like, I hate Mary. She's terrible. Also, I am brokenhearted. And he's like, but she gave you this letter. And he's like, oh, man. So he opens it and it's like, help, I am being held captive by a terrible woman in your basement.
Yeah.
Because why not?
Yeah.
And Alex, because he's 15, is like, oh, that sounds plausible. He runs downstairs and that's when we find Typhoid Mary, which how he didn't realize that she's the same woman, or does he realize it?
Well, I don't know. He's like, no, he doesn't realize. He's like, what about Mary? What's going on? And she's like, don't worry about Mary. I've got Mary, and we're gonna watch your dad get murdered on TV.
Yeah, wouldn't that be fun?
Because I got a thing in the elevator, and we're gonna watch him get killed.
Yeah,
and I do like she calls him a poop. Don't be a poop. Put your power pack on. Power pack. Costume on and let's party.
And he's like, how'd you know about power packs? She's like, I know all the things.
Yeah, I know all the things. I'm pretty smart.
And then so
Doomsbury dad is just sitting there.
And then the elevator stops, and then there's like a fire at the bottom of the shaft.
Yeah.
And then there's this one panel where he's drawn from behind and like he's watching this TV, and they're just like, let's give him like Dick Grayson ass.
Yeah, that's a Dick Grayson ass.
And I'm just like, that's uncomfortable for everybody involved.
That's a hell of a look at, man, he's been jacked. Is he on juice?
I don't let me like seriously I'm like
he's cut his shit. He's on some stuff.
I know, it's real fucked up. And so that's when the other Power Pack kids come in.
Yeah. They show up and they're like, eh.
And he's like, quick, get dad. And she's like, well, you have this power. And he's like, well, your info's wrong because we switch powers.
I like this thing where she's like, ah, it's the Rat Patrol. You kids are just in time for some fricassee of daddy. We're going to burn your dad. So
I'm gonna kill your father.
So yeah, so they have to save the dad, and Alex, he's got the, you know, the
still doesn't realize Mary is the same woman because he's dumb. So they do save the dad, but he's knocked out because of the smoke inhalation. So Mary takes the dad, cuts the elevator thing, and like then she goes up to the roof.
Yeah. So yeah, I've got to say here, like, Lightspeed uses her powers.
Yeah, to like get the smoke to go out whip the window. The
vortex. Yeah, she's like kind of like, it's kind of like, yeah, it's weird. It is like kind of like a Captain, or not Captain, a Mr. Fantastic thing, where she's got like the...
She looks like
stretchy body.
She looks like she's stretchy, but I don't think it's supposed to be that way. I think they're just trying to, like, that's what you see when she runs is this like rainbow. But the way they draw it, it does look like Mr. Fantastic or Plastic Man or Elastic Man, like all those stretchy guys.
Yeah, and then she, and the other kid grabs his, uses his energy powers to absorb the fire.
And then they go to the top of the roof.
Go to the roof, and
she's holding the dad by his tie off the edge of the building, and she's like, no, you let him go. And she's like, that's exactly what I wanted to do. And she cuts his tie, and Daddy Dearest goes like head first towards the pavement.
Yeah He's about to die.
And so the kid jumps off the building, and he like becomes like a cloud.
Yeah, he uses like a cloud force field.
I do love this part where he successfully saves his father, and he goes, I did it, I didn't fail. He's like yelling it.
Well, he's like a little kid saying it because he's like
because he is a child.
Because just before this, we had the other one who's just like the little kid is like, I did it, I saved the day, and he's like, yippee. The other, Alex is like, yippee, and he was just hanging out with a 30-year-old woman.
Yeah,
yeah. But yeah, man, it's
because he's still a child.
And the father gets saved, and for some,
why is he crying?
Why is he crying?
Is he crying because he was like, oh, wait, that woman was totally grooming me to take advantage of my young teenage self.
Yeah.
And I finally realized that it's horrifying.
Mm-hmm. I think the guilt, everything like that.
Oh, the guilt of like being envious of his Doonesbury dad.
Yeah.
And so he's like, why am I on the roof? And they're like, oh, there was a fire and you were overcome by smoke, so we took you up here to get fresh air. And he's like, oh, I love my children, even though I don't ever pay attention to any of you. And then they hug, but Typhoid Mary tells Dr. Doom that she killed their father.
Right.
But she did not kill their father.
So she's like, oh, you should have seen it. Alex struggled mightily, but he could not save his father. Of course, Alex was secretly glad to get rid of him. Alex's conflicting feelings of guilt and elation over his father's death would effectively destroy him and turn the rest of the team against their brother/leader, thus ending Power Pack's usefulness as a tool on the side of good. Because also Dr. Doom wanted her to split up the team. She wanted the technology, and he wanted the team.
But that's not what happened. So she's just lying to Dr. Doom at this point. And Dr. Doom's like, I didn't tell you to do that. Like, I didn't tell you to kill the dad. So he's not happy. It's like, you didn't get me the technology. Whatever. And then she uses her power on him.
Which is horse shit.
Right?
Because you're fucking with Dr. Doom. Dr. Doom should just be like, get out of my head, lady. Dead.
She should have been killed by Dr. Doom.
She should have been dead by the first time after kicking his couch.
Exactly. Like, fuck it up. You don't fuck up Dr. Doom's couch.
Yeah.
That was from the Ralph Lauren collection. He really liked it.
That actually, if anything, if you know Dr. Doom, that couch has been around for years.
Yeah.
For centuries.
Oh, it's the Eddie Bauer collection. Like, they used to make those fucking SUVs. Do you remember? Wait, do you remember those, like, Ford Explorers used to have, like, be the Eddie Bauer edition?
What, do you think he's got an Eddie Bauer SUV?
Well, he's probably, that's probably, like, an Eddie Bauer edition couch.
Oh, only the finest for Dr. Doom.
Yeah.
So, yeah, but she uses her power to like get him to think about his father, and basically we kind of get like
his dad was like a healer. Gypsy
healer, and he was supposed to heal some important guys,
but something happened where they like it didn't work out, so it's like his father had to take off all of his clothes and like wrap Dr. Doom in them and like walk across the wild wilderness that's like a frozen tundra somewhere. And then he got sick, and then he died.
And he died, and Dr. Doom...
And Dr. Doom was like, I will avenge your death,
As a young father. Child, he yelled, all mankind should pay for this.
All of it.
All of it!
My dad got sick because he was outside without a coat on. All of mankind should pay for this.
That, and couches.
Yeah, and Craigslist. I'm going to fucking get Craigslist.
All of Craigslist will pay for this.
Maybe that's the thing. Maybe his dad was answering a Craigslist ad.
You know what? Maybe he was. He's like, healer needed.
Yeah, and he's like, oh, I'll go. And then his dad got sick.
You're limited, no calls, or no outside business.
Yeah, and he's like, oh, shit, I better go take care of that. And then
Dr. Doom... get a free couch.
Yeah, Dr. Doom was like, and every single time since, it's just been a disaster. So you know what? I'm going to kill Craigslist and then all of humanity.
Well, you know...
In that order.
You know, Dr. Doom's kind of got the idea. He's like, yeah, he's like people.
Yeah, he's like, you know what? I'm going to track down Craig.
Who is this Craigslist? Craig S. List. I'm going to find him. I'm going to murder him.
His list is incorrect.
Your list is shit.
Your list is shit, Craig. And then
shit list.
And then I will kill the rest of humanity. But Craig's
yes,
first.
Yes, answer shit.
Craig's first. Maybe after I kill Typhoid Mary, though. Oh, she really didn't fuck up my couch.
Craig's. He's like,
he's like, is that your list? He's like, it's not my list. It doesn't matter. Stab.
I just murdered Craig first. And...
just working his way down all the Craigs.
No, not Roger Craig from the San Francisco 49ers.
Was it only first name? Or...
Oh, he's going after all Craigs.
All Craigs.
Daniel Craig, watch out.
Oh, shit, Daniel Craig.
Bond better watch out. Dr. Doom's coming for you. Yeah, he's coming after all Craigs.
All of them.
Yeah. I have a cousin named Craig. Oh.
Sorry, Sean's cousin.
God damn it. Sorry, cousin Craig.
Dr. Doom, he's coming after you because he thinks you're responsible for Craigslist.
I can't think of any other Craigs. Do we have any other Craigs that we should be considering here?
I don't know. Are there a lot of Craigs?
I like the name Craig. Craig.
Sounds manly.
Yeah.
Sounds like you'd lift something.
Craig. Maybe if you're a Craig, you should start spelling your name K-R-E-G. So he
doesn't get confused. You know, if you did that, like, when you were a kid, and the teacher's trying to, like, call your name, she'd just call you Keurig.
Keurig?
Yeah, she'd just be like, Keurig. You're like, Craig.
There's no U in there.
Does it matter? Keurig.
Oh, I would get that from, like, when...
Cian.
Yeah, but Cian. But no, there's some. I always heard another. There's also. I'm trying to think of another name where people just add. Well, that's how they say my last name. So they say Merrick.
Merrick.
And they'll be like, Marky. I'm like, where?
Oh my god.
That's not how you say that.
I have, because people call, and it depends on if they have my maiden name or if they've got my hyphen it. Because they'll be like Mrs. Merrick. Merrick, and I'm like, Merrick.
I understand saying Merrick, because...
Marky.
Or Mark. Marek. Mark's actually the, kind of like a Polish way of saying... It's kind of like a Polish way of saying it.
But I'm like, Merrick. How do you not... Merrick. It's so easy to say. It's not even that long.
No, look, I understand that part, but when you say Marker or Marky, because I'm like, Marky would... Right, because you can't. Because the Marky doesn't make any sense because you have to put the K after the R.
Yeah,
and you're just ignoring the fact there's an E there. I can understand saying Mark.
Yeah, I guess.
It's like, oh, that's how you say it, Mark. You know, because you don't want to say the middle part or the E. You know, you're just kind of glossing over the E. But Marky or Marker, because there's no two. There's not even two R's in there. Anyways, that being said, I am safe from Dr. Doom's wrath.
Good.
I am not on that list.
No, you're not a Craig.
I'm not a Craig. But anyway, she basically gets in his head, and he's like, and she's like, he's like, ah, fucking Mankind, my dad. And she's like, ha, 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 fuck your dad, and fuck your couch, goodbye.
He really should have killed her.
He should have murdered her. She should be dust.
Yep. There's literally like three times in this book that I'm like, how are you still alive?
She is sunning him so bad, and yeah. She is just fucking with his head. I'm like, get him. Just murder him. Murder her.
And then so she
leaves. You're Dr. Doom. You should just be like, I have a bunch of robots and then I have my glowy fist and I'm just going to explode you.
Right?
Because you're a piece of, you're being a jerk.
Yeah. And then he just like stares out a window. And what does it say here? It says something like, he doesn't say anything, at least with words. I'm like, so what does he fart at her? Like, what is that?
I was just thinking that. Does he let through a gas emission from his suit?
Yeah, she's like, ha ha ha. He's like, pfft.
I want to imagine that it's very quiet. And she's just standing there and he just goes.
I don't like, is that what happens? He doesn't say anything, at least in words. I'm like, so farting, middle fingering? Like, what are we looking at here?
Does he have fireworks that go up? There's a little fireworks in his suit?
Yeah, does he shoot her in the face? Like, what?
Oh, that'd be great. Yeah. That would have been appropriate for bullshit that Mary's putting him through.
Yeah.
I feel bad for Dr. Doom.
Kind of feel bad for Dr. Doom.
I feel bad for Dr. Doom.
A little bit sad for him.
Just an angry man. Yeah. Just trying to work shit out.
Well, instead of going to therapy, he became a supervillain.
He sure did.
Much like Batman should have gone to therapy, became a vigilante instead.
He sure did.
Yep.
Yeah, that's the deal. But that is that's it for the book.
Yeah.
The end. And then we have the letters page.
Yeah.
Pick of the pack.
Nope.
Not a fan of that. No,
no, don't like that.
Yeah, I don't like that.
No.
And then there's letters and blah, 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 nothing here. And then I have no idea what's going on in the next issue. I assume they go to the Doonesbury universe.
Yeah, go hang out with their dad.
They go hang out in the Sunday Funny Pages with Calvin and Hobbes.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good one. So that's it for Power Pack number 53 from January 1990. Would you read the next issue of this?
Nope. I don't like stories about kids.
You don't like stories about kids, and you don't like couches that kids have sat on.
Gonna give me a discount.
You better,
if there's kid wear.
You better have that.
Gotta get that in writing.
Comment. Yeah, you better have that couch kid proofed.
No, it's just I don't know. I've never been very interested in stories about children.
Yeah.
Even when I was a kid, and I know I've said that before on the show, but there's just something about it. And I think a lot of times, because when people adults especially try to write children, they make them really, really precocious and annoying and just the kind of kid that you'd like to just yell at and tell them to shut the fuck up. And then I just get angry about like how disrespectful the children are being. And I'm like, oh, I can't read this anymore. And then I just give up.
Yeah.
Also, why I cannot have children. I'm just like, shut up! This is all my mother's fault. Just FYI.
Yeah, we're working out some issues here on this show.
Just a little bit. This is therapy, guys.
Yeah, we don't need Dr. Doom to talk to us. Although I would talk to Dr. Doom.
Oh, I have therapy tomorrow, don't I?
Is it Dr. Doom?
It might be Dr. Doom. I could bring my therapist a mask. I'd be like, will you wear this and pretend to be Dr. Doom? I'm going to fuck up your couch.
Can I do this? My therapist doesn't mind.
Dude, my therapist is
She's like, you want to say how you want? Say how you want. Like,
no, yeah. my therapist is like, if I bring a Starbucks,
yeah,
as I often do, if I set it on the floor, because there's no tables, so I set it on the floor to like get my wallet out of my purse or whatever, she makes me put a coaster underneath it. Even if I'm only going to do it for like 3 seconds, I have to put a coaster under it. And it's on the floor!
She really likes that floor.
She really loves the floor. I'm like, but it's only 3 seconds. I literally hold it the entire time I'm here in my lap. Nope. No 3 second beverage. She would have had a fit with
Mitch
fucker couch here.
Yeah, as Dr. Doom should have had a fit.
Anybody should. Be like, sit on my couch like a human.
You know, actually probably why she, you know, if Mary would have brought it to Starbucks and put it on the floor.
Oh, Dr. Doom probably would have stabbed her.
He would have just incinerated her.
Like, he's like, you know what? That's an old couch, but do you know how much that rug costs?
He's like, you gonna put a coaster on that? She's like, no. Kaboom.
Kaboom.
Well, she just threw her knives on the floor. You see that?
Yeah, yeah. She's disrespectful.
Yeah.
She's being disrespectful of other people's property.
I would not read this next one either, but I did really want to do a power pack at some point.
Well, we did.
You know, and I figured this one, I came across this one when I was shopping yesterday, and I was like, we got it. Yeah, let's party with this one because look at this.
Yeah.
And I liked that. So that was a fun. Mm-hmm. So yeah, find us on Twitter. I'm at Angry Hero Sean on Twitter and Instagram.
And I'm at Jen Stansfield on Twitter and Instagram, jenstansfield.tumblr.com and jenstansfield.wordpress.com, both of which I have not posted on in a very long time.
And then also find us on what?
I was actually thinking I might review a Christmas movie or two. There's some garbage Lifetime Christmas movies on Netflix right now.
Yeah, I saw you watch some of them.
What did I watch? Beyond Christmas or Back to Christmas or something?
Beyond Christmas?
What's the
point of even calling it Beyond Christmas?
And they all have stupid names.
It's Beyond Christmas.
It's Back to Christmas. It's about this woman breaks up with her boyfriend last Christmas, and now she's like, oh, I should never have broken up with him. I wish I could do it all over again. And then she gets to go back in time to do it all over again, which she does, but then realizes that her boyfriend is a douchebag. And she should have broken up with him anyway. And then she starts dating the guy across the street who's like in the movie for about 5 minutes. And then she's like, oh no, I thought I was with that guy. And then he shows up at the end and she's like, yay. And I'm like, wait a second. You missed getting together with that guy, the first kiss with that guy, the first time you fucked that guy. And this is supposed to be good? Like, no, this is horrifying. No. So yeah, that's why I was like, maybe I need to be reviewing some of these movies.
Yeah. Like, I think you'd have a fun time with that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and of course, find us on Facebook. You can check us out on Worst Collection Ever there. And email us at worstcollectionever@gmail.com. I'm trying to think if there was anything else.
Kayfabe.
Well, I could talk Kayfabe, of course. That's the other podcast I do with Joe Todaro. Mm-hmm. You can find that on iTunes and Apple Podcasts, which, by the way, you should rate and review this show on Apple Podcasts and give us a 5-star review if you think we deserve it. That would be really appreciated. Thanks for listening, folks, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Bye.